Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So I get called on, you know, and my voice, you know, cracks a little as I start to speak up because I'm not sure what's about to happen to me. I express my opinion, which immediately groans, you know, sighs, ughs, immediately. And I'm just kind of like, here it comes. And suddenly it turns into this 1 versus 5. And the professor did as good of a job as they could have done of not piling on, even if it occasionally happened.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined once again for the third time by Taylor Elam. Taylor is a fellow podcaster and a friend. Knowing him for a couple of years, he's always on top of things and looking to expand his knowledge. He's also the host of Contrarix, a right-leaning political podcast with a whole lot more nuance. You can also listen to Taylor on episodes 43 and 132 of Broken Bulbs. He also faced moans and groans when speaking up in class. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Taylor Eland, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yes. I don't know why my brain just went, no.
You sound so unsure about it, which is okay. We're here to be a little uncomfortable. So this story we're talking about today is you learning to speak up and that sometimes speaking up can be appreciated. So lay the foundation for us here. How did this happen?
I'm a political person by nature. And I was, you know, one day I'm sitting in this literature course in university and there's this discussion going on and the topic exactly isn't important, but you know, the discussion's going on and oftentimes with politics in university settings, there's one side being overrepresented. And I naturally, of course, and this for this story to make any sort of sense, I found myself on the other side of that conversation, but nobody was really bringing up the other side's points of view, the arguments or whatever. You know, we had read this, the work of a bad figure to kind of pick it apart. And then it turns into this meta conversation of what we should do. You know, that was a more timely issue at the time, which again, the issue was not important. But they had extrapolated too far out from the bad work into, well, we should adopt this sort of policy. And the whole class is ragging on basically, this is so common sense. How can anybody disagree? And I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm kind of getting annoyed because I could point out pretty obvious flaws, but I knew that if I spoke up that I would be lambasted. And, you know, after about 20-ish minutes of this going on, I finally was kind of like, okay, I can't take this anymore. And I raised my hand. And it's not a class I often spoke up in just because this tended to be the nature of the discussion. And this is still relatively early on in the semester, so I didn't want to, you know, you don't start these classes guns blazing, so to speak. So I get called on, you know, and my voice, you know, cracks a little as I start to speak up because I'm not sure what's about to happen to me. I express my opinion, which immediately groans, you know, sighs, ughs. And this is a class of about 30 people immediately. And I'm just kind of like, here it comes. And suddenly it turns into this 1 versus 5. And the professor did as good of a job as they could have done of not piling on, even if it occasionally happened. And it's me versus these other students. And we're just going back and forth on this issue. And I, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm standing strong, I'm speaking up, I'm trying to say what I want to say articulately. I'm trying not to get caught up in the emotion of it all. You know, after, you know, the professor let it go on, I was getting absolutely torn apart for about 10-ish minutes. And we finally move on from the topic. And I'm sitting there going like, okay. So class ends, you know, I'm walking out, and as I'm walking up the stairs out of the basement of this building and into, you know, we open this beautiful green kind of causeway, and I hear, hey, Taylor, And it's, I turn around, I see this young woman who I've never spoken to before, but she's in my class. I recognized her and I'm bracing myself. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't over yet. And, you know, she's just kind of like, she gets, walks up to me and then she like says, you know, in a really whispered, tone, I just wanted to say thank you. I'm glad somebody said something and I just wish it was me. And it was kind of funny because I was like, huh. I'm like, well, you're welcome. I got somewhere to be though. I'm going to go. And I walked away from that kind of not knowing what to do because that was an odd experience for somebody with my political background in university. You know, ended up feeling not emboldened, but it certainly was a confidence booster. And this happened a couple more times throughout the semester. And every time it happened, somebody would walk up to me. And it was always a different person. Sometimes I had an inkling that they thought like I did. Sometimes I was completely surprised and they would always come up and they would thank me. And it turned out that, you know, when I was able to speak up, other people often felt what I was feeling. People appreciated it. And, you know, taking these lessons out to other aspects of my life that I don't have time to go into, it has led to opportunities that wouldn't have presented themselves if I was afraid of the backlash or afraid of the conflict or afraid of being uncomfortable. As I've said in other topics. So
it's really satisfying when you have those scary moments when you're like, oh no, this is all, and then it goes completely the other way and it's actually a pleasant, you know, thank you. Has it gotten any easier for you to speak up, speak out, you know, to let yourself share your ideas despite any possible backlash? Has it gotten easier for you or has it still stayed kind of the nervousness all the same?
It's gotten easier to say the initial word in the sense that like it's gotten easier to say what I'm thinking, but I wouldn't say dealing with it has really gotten any easier because stress is stressful. I mean, I get that's kind of a silly statement, but stress is stressful and it doesn't get less stressful in the sense that I am now battle hardened per se. But I can tell you this, that I am, when someone is coming after me, I do feel like I know that there are people who think like I do who aren't speaking. So even when it seems like the world is piling in and, you know, with the contents of what I'm doing, that often happens. And in the contents of my career that I'm currently pursuing, it will happen also often. I know that there are people who agree with me or at least are willing to listen and that there are people who want to say what I'm saying, but are afraid to themselves. So I might as well say it for them. And that makes it easier, but it doesn't make it, it makes it, it's hard. I don't think easy is the term I'm looking for. It makes it to where I'm more willing to do the speaking, and it makes dealing with the stress of the aftermath more tolerable, but I wouldn't say easier.
Well said, well put. At the end of every episode, I leave time to brag a little bit, to plug what's working for you now. So what is that one bulb, that one thing that you're doing that at least seems to be working? Feel free to brag and tell us where we can find you.
You know, outside of my day job, I have a side hustle called Contrarix. It's spelled Contrarix. You can go to Contrarix.com or you can find it on your preferred podcasting platform. And what it is a political show where my political biases are on full display. So at this point, I can't hide any longer. I am a right-leaning American conservative. And what we try to do is, you know, talk about the underlying culture or philosophy behind conservative ideas that are in a more evergreen fashion without resorting to the typical mudslinging that you can listen to for hours on end of other podcast hosts. So that's what I'm working on. That's where you can find me. It seems to be working. It's having, you know, decent reception. So,
all right. Well, thanks for that, Taylor. I've got links down in the show notes for all of that. And just want to say once again, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. It can be nerve-wracking to speak up, especially when you have an unpopular opinion. For example, I hate peanut butter. There, I said it. You can hate me if you want. Tell me in the review you leave for this podcast. This happens in professional, religious, political, and social situations. But join in on the conversation. I think we're all better off hearing people's opinions, even if they suck. Special thank you to Taylor for joining me and being willing to talk about their broken bulbs. Links to his work are going to be in the show notes for you to check out. You can also listen to Taylor on episodes 43 and 132 of Broken Bulbs. And you can leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. You can tell me how mad you are about me not liking peanut butter. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.